Joe, 3-0 defeat against a side that hadn't lost and they're up there with us. You must be disappointed with that.
Yeah, I am. I think they came out of a game plan. I thought they slowed it down from the get-go and stopped our tempo. And I think that's happened in the last three or four games. St. Neots, Needham Market.
Needham Market, yeah.
And now these, I think all three sides have done the same thing, and it's I think we've come unstuck.
We started quite well. Maybe didn't work their keeper, but we seem to be having to work hard for our goals at the minute, and they keep going in quite easily at the other end. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, bang on. I think we need to create three or four chances before one goes in. And then all it is they've had, three shots, three goals. Two from crosses, one from just an easy goal, to be honest. But we're creating, 10, 15 chances a game and struggling to put one away. And that's not just the forwards, that's wingers and midfielders as well. I think we need to put more away and then keep it shut at the back.
On your other point with them slowing it down, how do we start to adapt to that? Because obviously we're feared now. We were second in the league, and every team that we're coming up against seem to be doing that. So is it not down to you lads and management to find a way around that?
Yeah, I think we need to kind of go back to the drawing board and kind of look at it as, I think when we get into the final third, we need to just slow it down, compose ourselves, switch the play, keep the ball a bit better, not always look for the channel ball. But when it's on, we do it. I think we're much better at when teams come up against us and try and play against us with a bit of pace as well, then we can counter-attack. I think when teams sit in, I think we're struggling just to break teams down at the minute. Goals have been a bit of a problem the last few games, and keeping the back door shut is the main thing. If you don't concede, you don't lose the game.
Obviously, you went 2-0 down, and then they had a man sent off for pulling Danny down, which is a bit of a strange one, but you must have been, we're still banging this anyway, and now they've got 10 men, and then we sort of do the same thing, don't we? So that must have been disappointing.
Yeah, it is. I thought, when they got sent off, it might have given us a little bit of a lifeline, or probably a bit of a kick up the arse to get us going a little bit. And then obviously Kyle's done something at the bench. I've not really seen what he's done, but clearly the line was, and then it's evened it up and it's just put us back on the back foot again. We've not got the advantage then, and then it's just a battle and a scrap which they won in the end.
Second half we kept the ball well, didn't we? Seemed all of us on the attack as we were 2-0 down, but it wasn't going to go in today, was it?
No, we could have been playing till midnight. It still would have been 3-0. We kept it nicely, but at the end of the day, when you're 2-0 up, 3-0 up, you can let teams play, you can let them do what they want in front of you, and that's what they did. And I thought, credit to them, they defended well and they looked a strong unit.
10 games in, it seems like a long season because we've had a few cup games as well, but it's only 10 games in the league, We're still top five. We'd have took it, before today, wouldn't we, where we are now?
Yeah, definitely, I think. Obviously the week we've had's not been great, but looking in, I think 10 games, an half decent start to the season, a little FA Cup run. I think if you'd have looked at that at the start of the season and says, right, after 10 games this is what it's going to be, I think you'd have definitely took it. I think obviously going into Tuesday we've got to kick on and just try and turn these results around, which I'm sure we will.
Rushton Tuesday, tough game to bounce back on though, isn't it, at their place?
It is, yeah, but they're all tough games in this league. Obviously, you don't really know a lot of the teams that you're coming up against, but looking at the results, they're all tough games. Teams are nicking points from others. But we'll go there, hopefully get a result and put us in good stead for the rest of the season.